Claro.
Hello, Hannah. This is Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. You had a good Passover?
Yes.
I should have said good Passover later.
Good evening, Hatsumea.
Aksamea, good evening.
Good evening.
So we will be counting the Omer again tonight. I remind you that it's best to count the Omer while standing. And
Jasmine.
We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu V'shikinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu V'yachta L'shem Yudhe B'vavhe V'yichuda Ashilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine anachnu ba'em l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer. La'asot nachat ruach l'yotzreinu, v'la'asot ratzon boreinu. V'ayhi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konanei, aleinu ma'asei adeinu konanehu. And now we are reading some additional psalms, verses from the psalms. Adonai yigmor be'adi, Adonai yohei wahei, chasdecha le'olam ma'asei yadicha el terech. Echra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. V'yehevor achaliyech v'erech mitboseset. B'damayich v'yomar lach b'damayich. Chayi v'yomar lach b'damayich. Aye. Barchi nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohai Gedalta Meod Hod V'Hadar Lavashta. O Teor Kesalma, Note Shemaim Kai Raya. Now we will say the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yud Hei Vav Hei O Hei Wah Hei Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu, al sefirat ha'omer. And the first letters of the word sefirat ha'omer, samach and hey, have a gematria of 65, which is the name of God, aleph dalet nun yud, Adonai. Ayom shene yamin la omer. Today is day two of the Omer. Please consider what ways the duality expressed by the number two can be utilized to create unity rather than separation among people. the inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bimchera v'yameinu. And we all say, Amen. Now we're reading the Menorah Psalm, Psalm 67, where we will stop at a letter, we will stop at a word. Lam natseach bim ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechaneinu. The word yechaneinu is a word that means favor us. This is a corrupt translation, since the word chen is an acronym for hidden wisdom. Chachma Nestar. This word allows us to cleanse those things that we do in a hidden way that are foolish or unwise. What character traits do you act upon that are foolish or unwise? Do you want to change these traits? In what way do you need to change yourself in order to change these character traits? And what is blocking you from doing this? Vivarachenu Yair Panav Itanu Sela. Verse 2. Lada'at ba'arat darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Actually, that was verse 3 and now verse 4. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Verse 5. Ish. The letter Shin. The letter Shin is composed of three vavs. The letter Shin represents the idea of balance from these three vavs, which represent right, left, and center. The letter Shin is a mother letter and created the element of fire that fuels our passions. The Shin can be used to balance your passions. In what way are your passions out of balance? Think about one person that you would like to bring closer to Hashem. In what way will changing yourself accomplish this goal? How will you make that happen today? Do you truly want to bring this person closer to Hashem? Then go that extra mile and make that change within yourself. Mechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishkot amim mishor umim. Ulumim ba'aretz tanchem sela. Verse 6. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Verse 7. Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. And verse 8. Yivarchenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. We will now say the Ana B'Koach, stopping at the appropriate word and meditating on the appropriate letter connected to that word. Ana B'Koach. Meditate. meditate on the Bet, which has a gematria of 2. This represents male and female. The word Bet means house. Your house can be a metaphor for many things. Your romantic relationships can be your house. In what way does this relationship need to change to bring the relationship closer together? How are you going to change yourself to make this happen? Betoach gedulat yamincha tatir tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi Kabel rinat amcha sagbenu acharenu nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na gibor dorshe yehudcha givavat shamrem Nun gimel dalet yud kafshin Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha Tamid gamlem Betet resh tzaditav gimel Chasin kadosh Berov tuvcha Na'el adatecha Het kuf bet Het nunayim Yachid ge'e Lamcha p'nei Zokre kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the 8th verse we say in a whisper. Baal Shem Tov teaches that there are 42, which become 49 stops of the children of Israel when walking in the desert. And these are metaphors for the stages of our lives. So the second journey goes from Ramses to Sukkot. And this is connected to the Bets of the first verse of the Ana B'Koach. Sukkot means shelters, referring to the clouds of glory that sheltered and protected the people as they began their journey. On a personal level, it refers to the shelters that healthy parents provide children in their early age. Thus, from the Ramses, from the birth, we enter into the shelters of our nurturing homes and secure environments. Surrounded within these clouds of a comfortable home cultivates a child's self-confidence and helps him or her develop self-esteem to take on the challenges of life's journeys ahead outside of the clouds of protection. In what way do you need to change your self-esteem? What way do you need to go back to that healing, nurturing clouds of your parents and make changes within your character traits that you absorbed as an infant? Does your self-esteem need to be made larger, or does it need to be made smaller? Are you better than others or less than others? What do you need to change about this perception of yourself? We're now going to count the Sefirot. Ribbono
Shalom. Ata Zivitayu Al Yedei Moshe. Avti Hamas Por Sefirat HaOmer. Kedei L'Taharenu. Nikle Potenu. Umi Tumatenu. Kimo Shikat Tapta. Batorah Tak. Uspartem lahem mimaharat Hashabat meyom haviyahem et omer hatnufa Sheva shebatot temfot Vihyana mimaharat Hashabat hashvit tiseferu Hamishayim, Kadesh, Shri Taharu, Nav Shodam Yisrael, Ezohamatam, Uvahim, Yahweh,
Hashem,
Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebisku, Sefirat, Homo Amer, Shesavarti, Hayom Yutun, Kan, Ashevagam, Tehibi Sefirah. Gevurah Sheba Hesed.
Judgment or power within loving kindness. Meditate on what is the meaning of this phrase. Here are some attributes of judgment. Limitation, judgment, power, strength, darkness, concealment, establishing fences, and restraint. This whole week is Hesed, which is loving kindness. What is loving kindness, and how does Gevurah, how does limitations and restraints, judgment and power, how does this relate to loving kindness?
V'yat-tah-her-v'yat-kadesh b'k'tusha-shel-ma'amah Amen Salah.
The Tzaddikim that chose to leave this day, the day of Gevurah Shebechesed, Rabbi Meir Abuchatzeria, a member of the family of Rabbi Israel, the Baba Sali. These are people who studied the Kabbalah for centuries, these families. Rabbi Yisrael Noach. Rabbi Yitzhak of Sper.
Rabbi Shlomo Wolbe.
And Rabbi Chaim Gizrin has taught us that there are a correlation between the 55 prophets, the 48 male and the 7 females, that relate to the days of the Omer. And the prophet associated with Gevurah Shebechesed is Yitzhak Avinu. And he suggests that we make a connection to the first verse in the Torah, the first section of the Torah where Yitzhak is mentioned. That's Bereshit, chapter 21, verses 2 to 7. And the eighth verse. The gematria of Givurasha Bechesed is 590. And 590 is the same gematria as the Hebrew word for rib and connects to the formation of the female from the male, as described in Genesis chapter 3.
Wow, separation.
With respect to your loving kindness between man and God, contemplate what that means. And with respect to loving kindness between man and man, contemplate what that means. And then consider how Giburah enters into those two aspects. In the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach, we say again, to ground any excess energy that may be more than our vessels can yet handle. That is the end of this counting for this evening. Does anybody have a question? Tomorrow, we will have a class in advanced reincarnation at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will again count the Omer. Please join us for one or all of these classes. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful balance of your Passover holiday. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.